Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Bavakama, daf Ches. Correct. We left off Zayin and Beis about 10 lines along the page. We left off by the two dots. Boyiminei. Zayin and Beis, Boyiminei. Vayter in the Sugyas of Meita. Says the Gemara. Boyiminei Rav Shmuel Bar Abba Makrinya, Merab Abba. Rav Shmuel Bar Abba from Makrinya asked Rav Abba the following shayla. Kishen Shaman. When the Bezin is looking at the lands, right, we've been discussing just to remind ourselves that a Baal Chayiv, we'll start with a Nezik, Nezik has to be paid. If a person is paying with land, he has to pay from the Meita, from the idiots, from the best lands. Baal Chayiv, we discussed, gets paid from Beinus, the middle lands. We actually pointed out that Midiraisa, a Baal Chayiv is really only entitled to get from the Ziburis, the Shvachas lands, but we don't want lenders to be hesitant to lend, to be tittle delis, to lock the doors before they love in front of the borrowers, and therefore they were upgraded to be able, Midrabanan, to be able to collect from Beinus. Baal Chayiv is Beinus, and Ksuvah Sisha, when a woman collects a Ksuvah, she's entitled to the Ziburis, the weakest lands. Again, to remind ourselves, Beinus, Ziburis, Idias, we're not talking about dollar amounts. Avada, the person who's owed the money, whether it's Ksuvah, 200 Zuz, Baal Chayiv, let's just say it's 100 Zuz, or Hanezek, 50 Zuz, they're being paid in full. They're being paid the full amount, but there's different levels of land to which to pay those amounts with. Baal Chayiv is entitled to Beinus, Ksuvah Sisha, Ziburis, and Nezek is Idias. Now the Mara says, Kishen Shaman, when Bezdin goes and evaluates which lands is considered the Idias, the Beinus, the Ziburis, which land has which status, how do they evaluate? B'shalayin Shaman? B'shalayin Shaman? Do they evaluate based on his own properties or based on the world at large? Do we look at his own properties and within his own properties we say, this is the Idias, this is the Beinus, this is the Ziburis? Or do we say, we don't look at his properties, we look at the world at large, what the world generally considers an Idias land, a Beinus land, and a Ziburis land, irrespective of what his land is. And the first should point out a couple of points of here. First of all, Taisus the Rashi speak out that if you go Bishal Elam Shaman, let's say you go based on the world, you assess based on the world what's Beinus, Idias, and Ziburis, that does not mean that if he only has land, his best land only compares to the world's Beinus, the world's Ziburis, that if in a case where, let's say, he was Mazik and he was Idias, we're going to make him go out and purchase Idias to pay. Avada not. Avada is only always going to pay with whatever land is his. Let's say if he's a Mazik, he has to pay Idias. He's capped at whatever land of his is the best. The question is really the other way. What if his best land, this is Rashi elaborates, what if his best land, Rashi's explanation of the Gemara is, let's say he has Idias and Ziburis. I mean, he only has two levels, two qualifications of land. And his Idias is better than the Idias of the Alma. His Ziburis equals the Idias of the Velt. So if you go Bishalai based on himself, he'd still have to give his own Idias. But if you go based on the Velt at large, then he'd be able to give his Ziburis, which compares to the world at large's Idias, and that'd be fine. The Rashba, the Rabbeinu Chananel says very similar to Rashi. Rashi's example just was Idias and Ziburis, and that he has two levels of land. His Idias is way better, is better than the world's Idias. His Ziburis is the same as the world's Idias. That's Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel says the same idea, just with Idias and Beinus, but the same general concept. Rashi would say, Nafmina is Baal Chayiv. Let's say Baal Chayiv, where Baal Chayiv only is entitled to get from Beinus, and this guy has Idias and Ziburis, doesn't have Beinus, but his Idias Ziburis is different than the levels of the world. Again, if you go based on the world at large, he can get away with giving his Ziburis, but perhaps if you go based on himself, he has to give Idias. We'll actually see later that you particularly by Baal Chayiv, you don't upgrade, you downgrade. We'll see that later in the day. But the point is, that's the shalav here. Avad, we're not making him buy Idias to match the world's Idias. That would never be a tzad. The shalav just is, if his stuff is a higher level than the Velt's, do you go based on his own, or do you go based on the Velt? That's the shayla. Says the Gemara. B'shalayin Shaman, b'shalayin Shaman. Alibi de b'shmal, leite b'aylach. According to b'shmal, it's not a question. The Amr b'dinis shaminan. According to b'shmal, we established in the past, yesterday, really the day before already, we've established that the way to evaluate damage is b'dinizik, right? We compared sada, the field that was damaged was the sada of the nizik. The payment is coming from the field. The payment is coming from the field of the mazik. We compare just like by the damage, it's referring to the field of the nizik. So when we evaluate the levels of field, you go based on the field of the nizik. So according to Bishmol, we already established the field of the nizik. So we're not going to look at the velt or this case. We're focused on the field of the nizik. According to Alib de Rekiva, Tamid de Masik Shemini Kodem Rekiva says that the evaluations is based on the Masik's own fields, not the Nizik's fields. Now that we ask, my Meitav Sedeo Amar Chmada Lamutim the Nizik. When it says Meitav Sedeo, does it just mean to exclude the Nizik? But it doesn't mean necessarily his own field, the Masik's field. Rather, it can be based on the fields of the Olam of the Veld. Like Dilma Lamute the Alma Nami, or no, maybe it means really. Meitav Sadeo, which we said according to Bekiva means Meitav Sadeo, the man to come Shalom, the guy is paying, meaning of the Mazik, it means to exclude. You're not looking at the base of the fields of the Nizik, and you're not looking based on the fields of the Alma, of the Velt. You're looking based on his own fields. That's how you're evaluating whether it's idios or not. That's how, that's the Mar Shaila. But again, specifically Rabbi Kiva, not Bishbal. The first of address and ask, what do you mean? The same way in Rabbi Kiva, where we said it means Bidamazik. And we're debating, was it Bidamazik just the exclusion of the Nizik? But Bidamazik really means Ba'alma? Or no, it means Bidamazik literally. So he said the same thing with Shmuel. When he said Bidanizik, maybe Bidanizik just meant to the exclusion of the Mazik, but it didn't mean Mamish Nizik, it meant Ba'alma. The same exact Shaila we get from Rabbi Kiva, we could spin the other way and ask Shmuel, why is the Mercy taking for granted that the Shah is not Rabbi Shmuel? As a effect, we're showing him. Tosis already suggests that Rabbi Shmuel's drasha, if you recall just from the other day, when we explained the two shittas of Rabbi Shmuel versus Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel's drasha was much more clear. We just spoke it out again. It says, it's Exer Shava. It says, Sada, Sada. The Sada that got damaged is the Nizik Sada. So when you evaluate the payment, which type of field, what level of field it is, Idyas, Iburis, Painus, whose fields are you going to evaluate based on? You evaluate based on the Nizik, because we have Exer Shava of Sada, Sada. So that is much more clear, and therefore we take for granted it means you just go totally based on the Nizik's Sada, and we're not going with the Ilam or with the Mazik at all. It's Pasha, we're going 100% based on the Nizik, because that was a more clear drasha. Rabbi Kiva's drasha was less clear whose field to evaluate by based on the one who's paying. So we can see over there, maybe just about to exclude the Nizik, but not that it means the Mazik Mamish, maybe it means the Alma. That's what Tais explains why our Shaila is more particularly in Rabbi Kiva. Okay, so Amalei, so Abai said, Abba responded to Rabbi Shmuel Rava, Rachmana Amar. The Torah says, Meitav Sadehu, the best of his fields, Vat Am Bishal Emesh Amin, and you're going to say it means the world, by saying Meitav Sadehu, the best of his fields, his, the Chor, means the Mazik. So the Chor, you're evaluating the best of the Mazik's field, that's the answer, and not based on the Velt. Ace Vath, Gemara Akash on this, Ainle, this is the Brisa. The Brisa says, if a person who owed money, he owed money, why? Either as a mazik, or as a borrower, or for ksuva, and he had the following lands, he didn't have the regular lands for Bainas and Ziburis for the ksuva and the bachar respectively. Idyas is good for mazik. All he had was Idyas. Kulan gaivim and Idyas. They all are entitled to collect from Idyas. Bainas, why? Because it's all he has. If all he has Idyas, even ksuva zish, which normally gets Bainas and Ziburis, upgrade Sidious. And similarly, the Baal Chayim, nobody gets Bainus, gets Sidious. That's all he has. Bainus. What if he only possessed Bainus land? Kulun Gavin Bainus, they all get Bainus. Ziburus, if he only had Ziburus land, Kulun Gavin Ziburus, they all get Ziburus. Haile, Idius, Bainus, Ziburus, what if they all three types of lands? Then, the setup, of course, is the regular way. Nizakin, those who owe, he owes money for Nizakin, they collect Bainus for the Idius. Baal Chayim, any of his Baal Chayim, his creditors, collect the Bainus. And Ksuvazisha Biziburus, Klex Biziburus. Now, what if he only had Idyas and Bainus? What if he only had two out of three? He had Idyas and Bainus. So Nizakin goes to Idyas, and Bachayim and Ksuvazisha go to Bainus. They collect from Bainus. What if he has Bainus and Ziburus? Sorry, right at the bottom of Zion Bays. If he had Bainus and Ziburus only, Nizakin and Bachayim and Bainus. The Nizakin has to get downgraded to Bainus because Israel Idyas. And Bachayim gets regular, gets Bainus, that's his level. And Ksuvazisha Biziburus, and Ksuvazisha gets Ziburus. Top of Chesmen Alv. What if you had top and bottom, Idyas Viziburus, then Nizakin is Idyas, Bachayim Ksuvazisha, Viziburus goes to Ziburus. Why, by the way, in this last case, why do we say this? If he only has Idyas and Ziburus, Nizakin goes to Idyas, that makes sense. Ksuvazisha is Ziburus, that makes sense too, that's a regular din. But we take the Bachayim, who's in the middle, supposed to get Bainus, and we downgrade him to Ziburus instead of upgrading him to Idyas. Why do we say that? Says Rashi, you know why? Because we're basically just being Mukimit Adintaira. Meaning Minat Torah, we spoke of before. Minat Torah, a Baal Chayiv collects Bainus middle level land. I'm sorry, Ziburus. Minat Torah, Baal Chayiv collects Ziburus, the lowest level land. There are Banim with Glazer to upgrade to Bainus in order that they should lock the doors and stop lending. But that was an upgrade to our Banim. Minat Torah, he's entitled to Ziburus. And therefore, if the creditor only has Idyas and Ziburus, we downgrade him to Zipporus to Ikker Torah, Ikker Torah. We kind of like push aside the Xander Rabbanan. We don't upgrade him to Idias, which was never in the wheelhouse of the Torah or the Rabbanan. Was never intended to get Idias. We'd rather put him back on the Torah and give him Zipporus. Okay. But here in the Maranah says, here's the Raya. It's very clear in this Brisa, it's discussing a person only at Idias, only at Banus, only at Zipporus, or even further. He has Tanimia, Mitzia. The Gemara picks on the middle case, the Brisa. He had Banus for Zipporus. How does a guy have Banus and Zipporus? If he only has two sets of lands, it should be always Idias and Zipporus. He has a best and a worst. How does one called Banus, what's perhaps in the middle, when he only has two sets of land? Says Gemara. Banus for Zipporus, Nizakim Bachayim Banus, Ksuvasisha for Zipporus. If he has Banus and Zipporus, we said the Nizakim and the Bachayim get from Banus, and the Ksuvasisha for Zipporus, via Mepishlai and Shaman. If you say you go based on his own personal lands, then Tasa Banish like Idias, what we're calling his Banish should be his Idias via Bachayv et Ziburis, and the Bachayv should get downgraded to Ziburis, like the last case in the Brisa, when he has Idias and Ziburis, the Nizik gets Idias, but the Bachayv gets like the Ksuv Zisha, which is Ziburis. The point is, by a guy having Banish and Ziburis, just those two types of land, it must be that you're going based on the Velt. Because if you're going based on himself, it wouldn't be called Banus and Zipporus. It would be called Idias and Zipporus. It's a Raya, Bishalayim and Shaman, and not like Rabbah's Psak that it says, Meitav Sadehu, Bishalayim and Shaman, it's a Raya, the Bishalayim and Shaman. And you're going based on the Velt? Says, Achmai Eskinan. My answer is, you know what the case over here is? He had Banus, Zipporus, and Idias. He had Idias. And he's just, at that point, he had already sold it. You can't go to the Kuchas, which will come up later by going to the Kuchas very shortly. But you can't go to the Kuchas because he has his own free land that he still owns. You have to collect from him. He only is left with his Beinonis slash Ziburis. So that could be a case where he only has two types of lands and it's still called Beinonis Ziburis, not Idias Ziburis. Nothing to do with the Velt. It's because he himself used to have better land. That was Idias. Says Amara, Chayin, Amar, Rav Chizda, Kesha Idias, Amar. The case where he had Idias Karka and he sold it. Now, there's a very basic question. What does that mean? He once had? Is this in the Dover slave? So, in 1993, he owned three levels of land, and he sold it. And now, 2023, 30 years later, you're going to say, he once had an Idias land! So, the two lands that are left are called Banus and Zipporus. Is that how it's going to work forever? It doesn't make sense. I'm a stav for that, because he once owned better land, that's going to be kaveh forever what the status of his land is. Right now, he has two levels of land. Don't call it Banus and Zipporus, call it Idias and Zipporus, unless you go based on Bishalayim. So the Achrayim addressed the question. Yamsh Shleima says, what it means is, when we said he had and he sold, it means he literally had land throughout the loan. Let's say we're talking about a case where he owes money. He owes money to a Bachayv. He has land throughout the loan, and the loan was already due. He had land once the loan was ready due, all three lands. And then he happened to have sold the Idias, which leaves him over with only Banus and Zipporus. Since the all three lands were in his possession while this loan was already due, even though he's already sold the Idias and it's gone, we still view it as if the Banus remains Banus and these Zipporus remains Zipporus, because during the lifetime of this loan being due to be paid, he still possessed all three. But in Echami, the fact that 5 years ago, a year ago even, if it predates the Zman of the Chiv Peroin on the debt, the fact that he owned that other land would play no role if he had the Sam Shleima. Other Chernim argue, and just they move the yardsticks. They change where we view the cutoff point. They agree. You don't say land they owned forever is part of the equation, but any land that he owned throughout the loan. Let's say the loan was for a year. It was a loan with a term for a year. It was a loan for a term for a year, and a year ago, during the term of the loan, he did possess Idias, Banus, Zipporus. He sold it right away. Where now the loan came due, it's now 11 months later, and the loan, since he sold it, the loan came due. According to the Shach, I believe, and other Achrayim, they would say that also would be considered Idias, Banus, Zipporus, because during this man of this loan, he owned that land. That's enough to call it Idias, Banus, Zipporus. But in Achami, if the Idias land was sold before the loan even started, then of course we would no longer have a shame Idias, Banus, and Zipporus for these lands. If he only has two lands left, what we're calling Banus would now become upgraded to Idias. He'd have Idias and Zipporus because it is Bishal Atzmei Shaman, not Bishal Olam, and therefore you would just have two levels, best and worst. Now that the Marshal says, I think we just hold off on the comment for a second. Hakam Bistavr, it's Bistavr to say this answer that we're talking about a case where he had and he sold Midatani Achviti because it was torn a different price. Banus Viziburis, the Marshal is actually going to introduce a steerer that's answered. A steer Bryce is answered with this pshat. The Mo will then actually give a few other answers, three other answers to the steer to be exact. But let's first just see how the Mo answers with our most recent svara. It says another brayse benis v'ziburis nizakim benis b'alchay v'ksuvasisha v'ziburis. It says another brayse if he has benis and ziburis, the nizakim collects from benis and the b'alchay v'ksuvasisha from ziburis. Kashan adadi is a stira because the first brayse is saying that the b'alchay collects from the benis. The Bachelet gets from the Bainanus, and here in the second Bryce is saying the Bachelet gets downgraded to the Ziburis. So, see here the Bryce says, what's the simple answer? Elish Ramina, Kanjay Sla Idius Makra. The first Bryce talking about we had Idius. He had a higher level land. So, the Bainanus really was a Bainanus. Then he happened to have sold Idius, he no longer has it. But the Bainanus still has a real status of Bainanus, and therefore the Bachelet could collect from that Bainanus. And Kan, Shalay Haisa, Le Idius Makra, whereas in this most recent Bryce, he didn't have Idius at the time. Of this, at the time of this loan, and therefore, if you didn't have this time of this loan, then what we're calling Bainanus is really Idius, and therefore the Bachayv cannot come from it. The Bachayv has to be downgraded to the Ziburis. Okay, there wasn't a couple of the answers to the Stira, but so if it's another option to answer the Stira again. First price is saying we have, but you have a Bachayv, and the creditor has Bainanus and Ziburis. Bachayv comes from Bainanus, which is his regular status, and second price says that the Bachayv gets downgraded to the Ziburis because the Bainanus really is viewed like Idius. Bachayv is downgraded to the Ziburis, but it's steering the prices. So, what's the first answer was that in the second price he never had Idius on top. Kolzman, this loan was in effect. He didn't possess Idius, so the Bainanus really is Idius. In the first price he had Idius and just sold it, so therefore it really is proper Bainanus. Ibai Samer, second answer. I divide Idius. Both cases talking about we didn't have Idius, meaning maybe one time historically had Idius, but Peshas this loan, he never had any Idius that was sold. That's not the case. Like gosh, as you see the prices, ha deshavi benish like Idius alma, the count deshavi benish like Idius alma. To answer to your prices, we could revert back to our original conversation. We had a discussion whether you go based on his own shein shaman or bishleilam in shaman. So now we're reintroducing that idea. This price. The second price that says that he collects only from Ziburis is talking about where the Balchayv's Bainanus is like the Idius of the Veldt, and therefore he could tell the creditor, don't come take my Idius, don't come take what's considered Idius of the Veldt, go to my Ziburis. And the first price of where the creditor is able to come take the Bainanus is because the Balchayv's Bainanus is not like the Idius of the Veldt. It's like regular Bainanus, and therefore it makes sense that the creditor could take from that level of field because he is indeed entitled to Bainanus. Bibay Samba, a third answer to the Stira. We're talking about them in both prices where his Bainanus and the Bainanus of the Veldt are the same equivalent level. So what's the Bachleks in the Brises? The Chalik in the Brises is as follows. The whole Chalik is when you go based on himself for the Veldt. In the Veldt, this is Bainanus. And therefore, the Bachleks should be entitled to collect that. That's the first Brisa, where he gets to take the Bainanus. In the second Brisa, because this guy only has what we call, quote-unquote, Bainanus and Ziburis. He only has two levels of field. His Bainanus, like we said, gets upgraded for him. It's his Idius. His Bainanus, what we're calling Bainanus, is really his Idius because he has nothing better. So therefore, if you go based on himself, you wouldn't give that to the Bachayv because Bachayv doesn't get Idius. And the Bachayv would have to get downgraded, like the first words on top of this Amud. When you only have Idius and Ziburis, Bachayv gets downgraded to Ziburis. That's the second Brisa. The first Brisa says the Bachayv collects Bainanus goes based on Bishleil Meishamin, and since his Bainanus is the same level as the Veldt's Bainanus, the Bachayv can still collect it, even though there was no Idius above it. And a fourth and final way to reconcile the Brisa is Ravina Amar, Bidu Ula Pligi. The Brisa arguing in Ula's teaching. Damar Ula, Tvar Taira. The creditor should stand outside, and the person collecting from waits outside to collect collateral from the debtor. Right now, what's a person going to bring out as collateral? He owes money to a lender, and the lender is coming to demand payment. He's not famous. He's going to give him collateral. What type of collateral is he going to give? He's going to give his shvachar stuff. So we see that Mikra Din, based on the way the Torah describes the lender going to collect collateral, it sounds like the lender is only entitled to Ziburis, which is not what we say. Umatam Amr, we spoke all this out before. Umatam Amr Bachayv, Bainanus. Why do we say Bachayv is upgraded to collect from Bainanus, not from Ziburis? In order that the lenders shouldn't be scared to lend. They should be hesitant to lend because they say, I'm going to lend money, and when I come to collect, I have to go get Ziburis fields. I'm not interested. So in order that they shouldn't be hesitant to lend, we upgrade them and say they're able to get Bainanus. But Minat Taira, he's really only talented to Ziburis. And therefore, that's how Ula explains the setup, how a Balchayv is entitled to entitled to bainness. So the first price that gives him bainness holds like Ula, that we have the stakana in place. Second price says he gets Ziburis, says all the rules to cut up a chlal. And the Bachar remains in his Ikr Din, namely with Ziburis. Maris le takan to Ula, and therefore it's upgraded. That's the first price upgraded to bainness. We're calling it Kazchamim, calling it takan to Ula. Umar less takan to Ula. Second price doesn't hold this whole takana. And therefore the Bachar never got upgraded from Ziburis to bainness. So of course the Bachar collects Ziburis in that second price. Now the Tosfos points out Bam Kasha. We just learned at the end of yesterday's shiur, right before the Boima day, we learned a yisayid that kol milis beitav, right? Within fields, you have bainus, you have ziburis, and then you have, of course, the choice field, that's idias, and mazik's not idias. That's by fields. But once you're talking out of the realm of fields, once you're talking about metaltalin, you can go, if you can't sell here, you can sell somewhere else, you can go to a different town and sell it. Metaltalin is sellable. We treat metaltalin, we say it's almost like cash itself. And therefore, which by the way, back in the day, cash wasn't as exciting as it is today. And today it's actually considered more exciting. Because back then, there was still a barter system. The mile of cash was that you could, it was no worse than bartering another item. Okay, but the point is that any metaltalin, because it's movable, you can take it wherever there's demand for it and sell it. So therefore, it's considered like metav. Any metaltalin is like metav, as we came out with. So we're going to a pasuk to show that Bachayev's only talta ziburis, but the raya. Because Bachayev, he goes to the Bachayev goes to the debtor. Bachayev goes to the guy who owes the money. And he says to the guy who owes the money, he says, pay me. And the guy says, I don't have money. Let me give you collateral. And we say, what type of collateral does he give? He gives a shvacher collateral. Right? But a collateral, by definition, is metaltalin. If a collateral is metaltalin, we say, all metaltalin is made of idiots. So how would being a raya that Bachayev is only talking to Ziburis from the story in the pasuk that he's collecting from the debtor, a collateral, a metaltalin collateral is by definition idiots. Bob Kasha from Taisa answers, he gets a couple answers, but Taisa's basic answer is, who says that the creditor, the debtor, is coming out with a kli? The debtor may come out and say, here, I owe you money, let that piece of land be the collateral. And that piece of land will typically be Ziburis. The point just is, once it's up to the debtor to choose what he's giving, he's going to give Ziburis. That's the message we're taking from the pasuk. It doesn't say clearly that he's going to give metaltalin. Could be that's the case, but it doesn't have to be that case. And once that has to be that case, that means the debtor can choose a field that he's giving. And when he's choosing a field, he can choose the Ziburis field. And therefore, we say that Bachayev Meikir Din is Ziburis. Okay, Tanabana. Machar la'achar. A person owed money to either a mazik, I'm sorry, either to a nizik because his property damaged, to a bachayv, to a creditor, or to an isha. And he sold his assets, machal lecha. He sold all types of assets, idis ben ziburis, to one person. Ay, l'shoyish b'nei adam, kechad. Or he sold all different types of assets to three different people, but all at the same time. This touches on the shiloh that Liza was starting to get into before, that do you skip order or not to give baininess to Bachayev, to give Ziburis to the Ksuv Zisha, and the idiots to the Nizik, or you go based on whatever is rightfully coming to them. So let's see. So in this first case, he sold all lands to one person, or he sold all three lands to three different people, but at the same time, that's Pashat Kol Nechus Tachas Bailam. In that case, it's Pashat, all the buyers, they have the same status as the original seller, which means the Ksuvas Isha will get Ziburis, the Bachayev will get Bainus, and the Bachayev, and the Mazik, the Nizik, will get Idias. However, what if it's sold Bezechazah? What if the field is sold one of the other? Kul Gevin Achron. It's last in is first out, right? The way it works by Shibudim, that the first guy bought a field, he left over other fields by the seller. Don't come to me, go to the collection of the other fields. So you go to the most recent buyer. And say that it doesn't make a difference what level the field is, but if it's Bainus, Idias, Ziburis, and what level the collector is, Ksuvas Isha, Bachayev or Nizik, they all go to the most recently sold field. Kulan Gaivan me Achron, you go to the last sold field. Ain life, the last buyer can't sustain all three claims. Gaivan Ashvanov, you go back to the second to last field. Ain life, that one doesn't have either. Then Gaivan Ashvanov, you go back to the field that was sold before that. Somebody says, what's the case that they were all sold to one guy? If it was all sold to one guy at once, one big package, portfolio sale. So the Mar says, isn't that Pashat? When you sold it to three people, where you could say one of them came first. Rashi explains the case is, he sold, let's say, one in the morning, and the other two he sold at night. So one certainly came first in terms of chronologically, in the hours of the day. Bottom line is, the freshman discussed, why should that make a difference? Rashi, others discussed, asked, why should that make a difference? Shtaris aren't dated to the hour. Shtaris are dated to the date. And if it's dated to the date, it's really only taking effect that by the end of that day, because that's at least, I mean, It really could depend. Is the kinyan with the star, or is the star just a star? Raya, not a star kinyan. But assuming it's a star kinyan, it only takes place at the end of the day, so therefore, it really shouldn't be considered one was first over the other two. But okay. But let's say, simple mazach, in a case where you sold the field to three different people, and one purchase presumably took place before the others. Still we say, they all go in the place to buy them, they all go in the place to buy them, and the nizik gets idias, b'chayv beinus, and the Isha gets Zivuris, some Machal Echem Abaye. If all the fields are sold to one guy, it's Pasha that they all would match up and get what they're regularly entitled to. But once you tell me it works that way by three, certainly it's going to work that way by one. Ella, so by one guy must be Pshita Bazachazah. The case is the guy who owes the money had sold his field one after the other to the same guy. So that's the Gemara. If that's the case, why is it different when it's sold to three guys? Each guy could say, the first guy to buy the field could say, I left over two of the fields for you to collect from, go to the other guys. And he's entitled to say that. Second guy could say, go to the third guy. So if one guy bought all three fields, but he bought the Ziburis last, the Bainus in the middle, let's say, and the Edis first, why can't he tell them all, you guys collect from the Ziburis? Isha, anyways, from these words. But tell the Bachayev, tell the Nizik, because that's the field that I bought last. And the earlier fields I bought, I left over that field for you to collect from. Says the Mahaynabi. By a single buyer as well, let him say, let him tell each one, the guy with the first two lands that he bought, I left other land for you to collect from, and he should push them to the other land. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Hach mayaskinan. What is the case of here? We're talking about the last field he bought is idiot, so it doesn't help him to say, go to the last one, because the last one is idiot. So it's in his best interest to make them go to whichever field corresponds to their level, like this, at least the Ksuvah Yishu will get Ziburis, and the Bachayev will get Beinus, but not push it to the last one, because that's to his detriment. Shesh also answered, the case of here is talking about when he bought the idiot last. Ask them 1 second. If that's really the case, they should all be dealt to idiots then. Yachi, let's call it with idiots. Why do they not all have a right to go collect from the idiots? Mishnah Malhu, because the buyer will tell them. This is a famous saying: Ishaskas, Ishaskisu, Vishaklisu, Kitinaichu, Shaklisu. If you're quiet and take according to the level you're supposed to get, anyway, you get your level. You're supposed to get bainus, idiots, worse. So each get your level. Then I'll give you your level, and life is good. Vilai, but if you insist on taking from the most recently purchased land, namely the idiots, you know what I'm going to do? Madrina started Ziburis Lamari. I'm going to return the star of sale of the Ziburis back to the original owner. And you'll all be forced to go to Ziburis. If you're not willing to take what's your regular level, I'm just going to return the Ziburis land to the owner. Once the original owner, the guy who really owes the money, has back Ziburis, they all have to go. You go to the owner first before you go to the Kuchas. And therefore, you'll all be pushed to Ziburis. So if you're willing to just take what you're supposed to get, well, I'll be quiet. You take what you're supposed to get, that's fine. If you're trying to demand an upgrade and all get from Idias, I'm going to give back Ziburis to the owner, and everyone, including the Nizik, is going to have to collect from Ziburis. Yes, the Gemara, those Shailim Rishayim, when you say this idea of Ishaskas, if you're quiet, good, but if not, I'm going to do this. Is he actually verbalizing that statement? Is he verbalizing it, and that's the power, because he's making that threat? Or does he have to verbalize it? The fact that the threat exists is enough that they automatically go to the whatever field they're supposed to get. It's a Machlokes Ramban and the Rush. Which whether he verbalizing or not. Okay. Yachi says Gemara Tav Amaze. Then Zakanami, name Achi. Find Zakan as well. Why don't we say the same thing? Let the buyer always say that you better accept, even instead of idiots, you better accept from me, let's say, Bainanus, not even idiots. Because if you don't, I'm gonna go and give back Shvachar land, Ziburis, to your original creditor, to the guy who's Masakyu. Ella, Kachamaskinan, but Yasmi. The fact that you don't say that must be we're talking about, but Yasmi Labe Parainanu. We must be talking about a case of Yisaimim, who aren't really responsible to pay for the father's debts. Vishibudi Le Ale Didirami. And the father Shibud is really only with the buyer. I mean, we're talking about where the father died, so he's not really Meshubut, the children, and the Yisaimim aren't Meshubut to pay the debts. So the Shibud is with the buyer. Hilkos like a Memachi. And therefore, we must be talking about a case where the buyer cannot make the statement. If the buyer can't make the statement, then the whole answer falls off. Right? You can't say Ishaskas, because it doesn't work anymore. Ella. That the buyer could say, if he bought idiots last, and they all want to collect from idiots, he could say, let's slow down. Why is the halacha that you always go to the last land that was purchased, and not the earlier land? Because it's there to protect me, the buyer. that I'm going to buy land. The Baal Chayiv still had other land. Don't collect from me. Collect from that other land. But if I bought all these lands and the Takana didn't protect me, and I'm saying go to earlier land, then of course you can go to land that was purchased earlier and have the most recent land, because you could say in this case, Efshi, I don't want Takana Sukham, but the Gemara brings proof. This idea, we had this in Suvis, maybe in Gittin as well, says the Gemara, Kid Rava, like we had with Rava, Dama Rava, Kalemi Efshi, Takana Sukhamim. Whoever says, I don't want the Takana Sukhamim, Kigayin Zu, like this case, what is Kigayin Zu? Kigayin Zu means, like the Isha says, that I don't want to have. Well, we'll see in a second. Kain Zu, like this case, Shaman Lai, we listen to him. Mike Kain Zu, Kajarfuna, Marfuna, Yichalish Temer, Labala, Inizanis Venyasa. The Lachit, the Chamor Masakin, that a woman is entitled to Mizanis from her husband, she just has to exchange back her Mizanis back to her husband. What if she's working at a very high power job? She's making a lot of money, way more than the cost of Mizanis. She says, I'm not interested in this deal. I want to keep my income, my salary, and I'm going to, I'll take care of my own Mizanis. The Lachit, she has the ability to say, I don't want the Tanas Chachamim, and we listen, because since it was there for her benefit, she can dismiss it. She can say, I'm interested. So to Bayas, when the Takana is there for the benefit of the buyer, he could say, I'm interested in the Takana. I don't want it to be just that they all collect from the most recent field. I won't allow them to go to earlier field. He can indeed do that and push them to an earlier field. Okay. Says the Mar now. Pshita. It's Pasha that Machal Lekeach Bainus Vizburis. If Lekeach went, he bought the field, and then he sold the Bainus Vizburis, Vishar Idis Levanav, and he kept by himself only the Idias. The Lach is, if he sells Idias, they say, look at Idias. They all come and collect from Idias. He's the first buyer. He went and sold off some of those assets, so that they're entitled to come to him to collect. They go and collect from him whatever he has left, which is namely the Idias, Dachreini, because that's the last land that still remains, right? Ubeninus, the Ziburis, Lesa Gabe. He no longer has the Beninus and the Ziburis by him to match the Mamele. They could say, Government Beninus Ziburis. He no longer possesses the Beninus Ziburis to say, go collect from the Beninus Ziburis. He only has Idias. Velenichli Tekante, because remember this whole story we just introduced, that he could say, I don't want to come to Chamim. It doesn't help him over here, because all he has is this one field, namely the Idias. Okay. Aval, here's the Shaila. Macher Idias. What if the first buyer, he bought the Idias? And then he went and he bought Bainus Ziburis as well. But he sold only the Idias. Vishai Bainus Ziburis, and he left by himself Bainus Ziburis. My. What's the halacha over there? Meaning, do the creditors have the right to go? Let's say the creditor is a Nizik, and he wants to go now and collect from the second buyer the Idias. He wants to go now and collect from the second buyer Idias. Could he do that? Or do we say that no? That since the second buyer is. He only came, since the first buyer already was obligated, there's a Sheba on the fields to pay back the debt, he happened to have sold the Idias, but he still has Bainus and Ziburis, and therefore the creditors are only entitled to go to this first buyer. Sav Rabbi Lemeimer, also Kula Gavmei, this is what I thought to say, all three creditors, not just the Nizik, the way I described it, but the Chiddush is even a Machayev and even a Ksuvas Isha, they go to the most recent buyer, namely the second buyer. And if that's what he has, is Idias, they'll all be getting Idias. Some of them will be getting upgrades, but they're all not Idias. That's what Rabbi thought to say. Because that's the most recent buyer. You go to the most recent buyer. Amar Le Rav, there's a big Yisayin. Ma'amachar Rishon, the Shein, he calls Rishon Tav Le Yodeh. What are the first guys on the second guy? Whatever schus he has. Meaning, when a fellow makes a sale, he's not just selling the item itself, just like that. He's selling whatever rights he had in the item. So if the first buyer had rights to push away the Baal Chayiv or the Nizik or the Isha away from Idias fields, and then he sold the Idias field to the second buyer gets that right also to push them away from the Idias fields. So the Gemara spells out for us, had they all come to the first buyer, when he had all three fields, must agulum benis vizburis. He could have forced them to collect from the benis vizburis. The afapi tizachi dechizavni benis vizburis. And even when the first buyer bought the benis vizburis, akati idis bnei chayin avi, the idias was still bnei chayin. Remember, we said we just spoke out. That was the last field that he bought was the idias. But he could push it away because he could say, "Yeshu b'tekhas chamim. I don't want the chas chamim just to protect me. I don't want the protection." He could push them away. But we said, even though you can't go to Chasim Bnei Chayrin, you can't go to Mishabadim, I'm sorry, when there is Bnei Chayrin, still, Matzi Amale, we spoke this out already, and therefore we could push them, the first buyer could push everyone away from the Idias to the Bainus and Ziburis, just like the first buyer could do that. If he then goes and sells the Idias to the second party, like he gets to ride on the coattails of the first buyer, and he says, Now we have to Gavi Benes Zburis. Go click for Benes Zburis. When I bought the land, I had the chos to have the rishon begava zachin. The second guy buys it with the das, he has every chos. The first guy had, and just like the first guy had the right to push them away from his idios, so the second guy now has the right to push them away from the idios. Amar Rava. Reuven Shemach calls this for Shimon. If Reuven sells all of his fields to Shimon, Halach Shimon Machlas Sada Achas Levi. Shimon sold one field to Levi, Ubam Machlev to Reuven, and now Reuven's Machlev comes to collect. So he's going to collect from Reuven. Reuven doesn't have, so Reuven says, I sold all to Shimon. Halach is Ratz Mzei Goyve, Ratz Mzei Goyve. This Machlev, the Halach is, he can collect from either Shimon or from Levi, the third buyer. The Mara is going to explain. Maran Ella qualifies. Tulei Zavan Ella Dezavan Beinus. We only say this if the Levi bought Beinus, which is what the Baal Chayv is the level that Baal Chayv is supposed to be collecting. Avol, Zavan is Ziburis. If Levi had bought Idyas Ziburis, Loi, then the lender cannot go to the third buyer, to Levi, the second buyer, I should say, the third person. Why not? It's very simple. Damalei, because the third buyer, this third person, Levi, could say, Lachi Daikiv is Vini Idyas Ziburis. The reason why I bought Idyas, Lachi Daikiv is Vini Idyas Ziburis, the reason why I bought Ziburis and not Beinus is because I bought Arad Lechazlach. You're a Baal Chayv, you're entitled to Beinus. I specifically bought lands. That's not in your wheelhouse, so you should stay by Reuven. You stay by Reuven, and you can't collect from me. I feel I'm Beinus, not Mila Marin. Even if the Levi, the third guy, bought Beinus from Shimon from the second guy, still, you're only able to collect from Levi, Eldo Ashar Beinus to Kavaseh. Only if he didn't leave other Beinus by Shimon. Lamatz again, Lamatz Amalik, where Levi can't say to the lender, I left you other Beinus to collect from Shimon. Avashar Beinus to Kavaseh, Shimon, if he left, Beinus by Shimon, so he bought Beinus himself, but he left other Beinus by Shimon, like Gavmine, the lender from Reuven can't go to collect to Levi, to Matz Emelech, because Levi could say, I left you where to collect from Shimon. Shimon was bringing the Shimon to you. I left you where to collect from, go collect from there. And I left you from where to collect from me over there, go back to the middle guy, go to Shimon, you know, I have no right to come take from me. We'll pause a bit, we'll speak up more about this, and Mitzvah Shabbos. Have a wonderful Shabbos.